With us right now is Kathy Przanski, and she is the superintendent at Thomas Jefferson Elementary School, which just received one of the awards from the Department of Public Instruction. Were you surprised by that?
No, because we have been working hard. This is the fifth year that we've won this award. So it's just become something that we really work at and strive to achieve every year. It's really something that we're very proud of.
What is it that is different at Jefferson that allows you to be noticed like this at the state level? What is happening that is different there?
Well, I just think that the level of commitment by not only our teachers, but our parents, our support staff members, our community partnerships, our after-school program, have really supported our success as a school. And we just have high expectations for our students, and that's what we are working towards constantly, whether it's working on academics or it's working on those social skills or anything that we're working on with the students. I think it's just our frame of mind.
Recognized as a beating the odds school with many of your kids coming from impoverished homes, but you're taking on those challenges head on. You're working with these kids that have other distractions, some other issues to deal with, and still, you know, getting those points home that you need to learn this and this to move on. Is it difficult to keep the attention of children that have these other distractions outside of school?
I think it varies, and at times the distractions overtake us and we have to stop a moment, pull back, deal with the distraction, and then move forward. I think that when you just try to keep working through the distraction and don't address it, then that just jams you up. I think that by dealing with it, and if we have children that come and they need rest, we might provide rest. If they need something to eat, we provide something to eat. If they need help with a ride home, we take care of that. So we really focus on dealing with what the distraction is and working through that distraction so we can get back to the work at hand.
Sounds like one of the key elements of your success is not doing any kind of a cookie cutter approach. It's not a matter of the bus brings you in, you go to these 7 or 8 classes, and then you go home every day. There's something different there where you're able to focus on individual needs.
And we do. I mean, we know everybody's situation. We know every student's literacy level. We know every student's strengths. We know every student's weakness. And we really try to be prescriptive in dealing with each child individually. And we just really have a confidence that they are all capable learners. And we try to build stamina in them to overcome the obstacles, that all kids have obstacles, not just children in poverty, but every child has an obstacle. And we just try to give them the tools to deal with that.
You have an after-school program as well. Now, I remember when I was in school, last thing I wanted to do was stay extra. How do you motivate the kids to not only participate all day, but get them involved in after-school activities as well and keep the learning process in movement there?
Well, Teresa O'Brien is our after-school coordinator, and she does a phenomenal job. We offer lots of fun things for the students to do, as well as those academic classes in our after-school program. There's soccer, there's arts and crafts. We have a leadership class, in addition to homework help and math help and reading time. So she really does make it an enjoyable experience. We have high school kids that come and work it, and so the students really develop a camaraderie with those kids, and it becomes a social event for our students. So we have so many participants this year that, in fact, we couldn't take them all because we had so many. We are over capacity. So that is a testament to the fact that our teachers encourage children to do that. They encourage parents to do that. And Teresa just provides a quality program through her offerings and through who she's hiring to teach the classes.
Well, as part of the recognition, Superintendent of Public Instruction Tony Evers presenting your school with the flag and the plaque and the $500 award for a school project. Any idea what you're going to use the money for?
Well, we have a a project here called Project Jaguar, which encourages our students to read and read outside of school. So depending on what my leadership team decides, I think that some of our money will go to that, to promoting good reading and helping students to achieve those literacy goals. But otherwise, you know, I leave that up to my staff to kind of determine what's an important thing for our students and for our school, and that's where that money will go.
You'd mentioned that some of the programs, like the after-school program, in high demand to the point where you're overflowing. What could the community possibly do to help you meet that demand?
Well, we are always open to people coming and sharing their talents and skills. We do have a Blessings in a Backpack program, which provides backpacks of food for some of our children to take home on weekends, and we always are looking for donations in order to funnel food into that program. But just people coming and volunteering, we have people volunteering and listening to students read and practicing math facts and just being present in our school and spending time with our students. We also have mentors where people come and spend time with our students and just providing good role models. For our children, you know, our doors are open and we welcome anybody and everybody to come in and be part of our Jefferson family. It really is a wonderful, wonderful place to be.
Anything you'd like to add today?
I am just so proud of our students and our staff and our families. It's Boss's Day today, so it really reminds me of how wonderful it is to be here and to be part of the school system here. And we're doing wonderful things, and we're always thinking of ways that we can improve and try new things. So it's an exciting time to be here, and I'm just so appreciative to be able to be the voice of our whole staff and our students, because they have done the work, and they deserve all the accolades.